This recording, South Korea 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not, fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped it off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Seoul, Korea, long time ago. I was raised in Korea until I graduated high school, and I moved to London when I was 18, so that time I went to college in London. And I finished my BA degree, and I had 1 year of post-diploma certificate course, which you don't have in here. And during the time, I came to Kansas as an exchange student. So I came to Lawrence, Kansas for 6 months, one semester. And after that, I came back to London to finish my degree, and I did. And I came back, which was 1998 till now. Junior high school? Yeah, junior high school and high school, I learned 6 years of English. But at that time, it was only grammar. No speaking, no reading, no listening. So I was able to read, but not speak at all. And I came to London. That time I started hearing, really, and by TV or radio. And I went to English school there. And that time I picked English. 하늘에 계신 우리 아버지여, 이름을 거룩히 여김을 받으시오며, 나라의 몹시며, 뜻이 하늘에서 이룬 것 같이 땅에서도 이루어지이다. 오늘날 우리에게 주신 일년 양식을 주옵시고, 우리가 우리에게 죄진자를 사하여 준 것 같이 우리의 죄를 사하여 주옵시고, 우리를 시험에 들지 말게 하옵시며, 다만 악에서 구하옵소서. 대개 나라와 권세와 영광이 아버지께 영원히 있사옵나이다.